KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, fog early, otherwise becoming partly sunny, isolated rain showers this afternoon, lower 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, fog overnight, temperatures in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, we'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid-50s, and Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies in the 80s. Right now, it's 64.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Biden administration released its $6 trillion budget request on Friday. The document is not binding and merely outlines the president's spending priorities. However, presidential budgets do influence annual appropriation spending and can influence budget reconciliation instructions. In short, this budget may matter. Well, fortunately, based on a preliminary read of the budget documents, there seems to be no cuts slated for the farm bill or for crop insurance. Senate and House Democratic budget chairmen will release their budgets in the near future. Once approved by each chamber, will be reconciled into one budget from which Democratic lawmakers will be able to commence another budget reconciliation process, whereby they can pass an infrastructure bill on party line vote in both chambers, bypassing the 60-vote requirement in the Senate. The Fish and Wildlife Service proposing federally protected status under the Endangered Species Act for two populations of the lesser prairie chicken that occupy parts of Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Texas. Federal Wildlife Service said there has been a substantial decrease in the range of the species, primarily a result of habitat loss and fragmentation. In the Q&A section of the Fish and Wildlife Service document, it cited factors like energy development, conservation of grassland to cropland, and woody vegetation encroachment into the species' native grassland habitat. And USDA's Farm Service Agency announced an initiative to qualify for the climate benefits of the Conservation Reserve contracts. They said the multi-year effort will enable USDA to better target CRP towards climate outcomes and improve existing models of conservation planning tools while supporting USDA's goals of putting American agriculture and forestry at the center of climate-smart solutions to address climate change, they say. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Jackson County officials are seeking to recoup roughly $80,000 in public money paid to a special prosecutor accused of mishandling a controversial case where a man's rape convictions were overturned on appeal. KAKE News reports the county hired Jackie Spradling back in 2017 to serve as a special prosecutor in the criminal case against Jacob Ewing, who was convicted of 2 counts of rape and 4 counts of criminal sodomy, among other counts. Both the Kansas Court of Appeals threw out the conviction in 2019 and ordered a new trial, saying that Spradling had made a half dozen errors and misled the jury by making assertions during her closing argument that were not supported by evidence. In other news, a 59-year-old woman has died after a head-on collision on I-235 at just south of Central. KWCH News reports the event happened Saturday morning around 10 a.m. when a 20-year-old driver left the left lane and crossed the medium, striking 59-year-old Deborah Reynolds head-on. Reynolds died at the scene while the 20-year-old is suspected to have serious injuries and was taken to the hospital. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Cakeland. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Nebraska man has been reported missing after he did not return home as expected last Tuesday after a camping trip to the Hawaiian island of Kauai. 23-year-old Samuel Martinez had been studying microbiology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln before he flew to Kauai on May 12th with plans to spend nearly 2 weeks hiking and camping. His father, Ted Martinez, said over the weekend the family hadn't heard from Samuel since a few hours after he landed on the island. Ted Martinez said the family filed a missing persons report with Lincoln Police on Wednesday, a day after Martinez missed his flight to come home. The remains of more than 300 sailors and Marines who died when the USS Oklahoma sank during the attack on Pearl Harbor 79 years ago have been identified thanks to the work of experts at Offutt Air Force Base. Thus far, 338 of 388 people have been identified. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday opened a public hearing on the 5-year solid waste plan. With no public commenting, the plan was adopted per resolution. Public Works received the bridge plan for the Oquito Township State Line Bridge and will present to Gage County for approval. An estimated cost of $400,000 per mile for cement stabilization and 4-inch overlay on approximately 4.5 miles of Pheasant Road from the landfill to Winifred was presented at the request of commissioners. The board discussed the Federal American Rescue Plan. The county needs to designate a contact person to apply for the funds and file the required documents. After that's approved, the county will receive one half of $1.85 million this year and the remainder next year. The program allows 4 years to spend the money through 2024, with possible extensions to 2026, depending upon the projects being done. Focus of these dollars are public safety, health, housing, and food, and can be used for sewer, water, and broadband projects. Marshall County received a similar federal distribution last year, which was used for personal protection equipment and included schools and businesses that applied. Leslie Jeter was appointed as contact person to apply for American Rescue Plan funding and will seek a bid to assist with administration. USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn offered a contract for superintendent to Lee Schmidt, who will start July 1st. He's a Barnes native and Hanover High School graduate, currently serving as associate principal at Seaman High School in Topeka, where he also served as assistant principal and teacher. He also previously worked in administration at Holy Family Catholic and Hayden Schools in Topeka. Lee Schmidt and his wife have five children ages 10 through 24. Kathy Locke was offered a contract as K-12 principal at Lynn. She has teaching and administrative experience, including recent assignments at Highland Park Central Elementary in Topeka, and has service in education since 1990. Kansas Historical Society has awarded nearly $500,000 in Kansas Rural Preservation Grants to 15 projects in 13 counties. Frankfort received $50,000 toward restoration work on the old Frankfort School. Marysville was awarded $38,700 toward repairs on the Kester Block, including the second floor bay window overlooking the Kester House Gardens. The grants range from $10,000 to $50,000 and will be used toward structural repairs, roof replacement, window restoration, and masonry repointing. They received 62 applications totaling more than $2.5 million in requests from 37 counties. Program requirements mandate that eligible properties be in communities with populations less than 30,000, noting historic properties in smaller rural locations have unique challenges finding financing for repairs and rehabilitation. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County May 10th. Trenton Schmelsley, age 16, of Baileyville, lost control on U.S. 36 and struck a field entrance and overturned. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. Travis M. Graham, age 42, of Wymore, passed away May 22nd due to medical issues. A graveside interment is planned Friday, June 4th, 10 a.m. at the Tarkio, Missouri Home Cemetery. Family will greet friends locally Tuesday, June 1st, 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Travis Graham. Bernice Lewers, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. A private celebration of life graveside service will be held at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bernice Lewers. Robert E. Kohlmeyer, age 93, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with Ward Funeral Home in charge for Robert Kohlmeyer.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Big Blue Barbecue is back Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th in Marysville. And you don't want to miss a minute of the fun. They'll have a Friday night cruise and poker run beginning at 5:30. Tune to Key and DY for Friday Night Live. Out Loud performs live Friday night at 6, Legend 77, a Leonard Skinner tribute band at 9:30. It's the 14th annual Big Blue Barbecue Saturday, 30th annual AutoFest Car Show, 2nd annual Cornhole Tournament, plus live music at 6 and Retroactive performing at 9. Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, don't miss Big Blue River Days in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants, Heritage Inn Express, Bruna Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a slow-moving low-pressure system across the central southern parts of the United States that will continue to push off towards the east. This is just going to bring us isolated chances for some rain showers as we head through the day and into tonight, with isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms lingering into tomorrow. Otherwise, behind this system, dry weather as we head towards the end of the week as a high-pressure system moves in, as well as warmer temperatures. So across the area, isolated chance of rain showers, partly sunny skies, lower 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, fog overnight in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the mid-50s. As we head into Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies, lower to mid-80s. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is staff meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early June, 82, record high on this date, 103. The average low, 59, the record low was 40. Sunset this evening, 8:48, sunrise in the morning at 6:03. We received around a quarter inch of rain Sunday night into Monday after it was all said and done.
An old German proverb says, those who don't pick roses in summer won't pick them in winter either. Welcome to National Rose Month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 1st, the 152nd day of the year. Everybody's favorite narrator and actor Morgan Freeman has a birthday today. And on this day in 1954, Linus Security Blanket made its debut in the Peanuts comic strip. He would go on to carry it through the entirety of the series until its end in February of 2000. It is also the beginning of National Rose Month, which was first observed in 1959. It's not too late to plant roses for the season if you live in a cooler climate. You can plant them throughout the summer months as long as you keep them watered. You've got quite the selection to choose from. Roses come in over 150 varieties in the Northern Hemisphere, so make your way to your local garden center today and pick up some roses. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
I thought I would need a math degree to start a real savings program, but my financial advisor showed me how the numbers add up. We put together a program with CDs, automatic savings, and more.
Talk to us about jumpstarting your savings. We have every different savings plan for every individual. We're sure to have one that'll help you meet your goals fast. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Whit Merrifield had two hits and scored two runs, helping the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 6-3. Yesterday's Memorial Day game had Andrew Benintendi and Hunter Dozier each driving in two runs for Kansas City, which had dropped 3 of 4. Dozier hit a solo drive in the ninth inning for his sixth homer. Royals right-hander Brad Keller improved to 3-0 in his last four starts. He permitted three runs and five hits in five innings. The Royals mix it up again with the Pirates this evening, first pitch at 7:10. They're off tomorrow and then begin another series with the Minnesota Twins. The Wichita Wind Surge on Sunday won their seventh come-from-behind victory of the year following a 6-5 win over the Springfield Cardinals Sunday afternoon. The Wind Surge will host the Arkansas Travelers coming up, a double-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, in a six-game series that gets underway tonight with the first pitch at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
It began last week with tennis star Naomi Osaka saying she would not answer reporters' questions at the French Open. It ended yesterday with Osaka withdrawing from the event and describing her social anxiety and depression. More from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
After refusing to take part in the post-match news conference and being fined, Naomi Osaka withdrew from the competition, saying she didn't want to become a distraction. She revealed that she has suffered long bouts of depression. The head of the French Open offered his support.
We wish her the best and the quickest possible recovery.
Peter Bodo with Tennis.com says officials are caught in a tough position.
They want to be supportive, but they also have to hold her to the same obligations and rules as everybody else.
Osaka said she's going to take some time away from the court. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Again, baseball action. The Wichita Wind Surge begin a six-game series with Arkansas this evening. First pitch, 7:05. The Royals in action tonight with Pittsburgh. Mid-America Network Sports.
Spring is here, and so are the savings during New Holland's Spring Drive Sales Event going on now at Candy Quip. It's a great time to get the New Holland equipment you need for a new season and work more productively than ever. Limited time 0% financing and cash back offers are available now on select New Holland tractors and hay and forage equipment. Stop by Candy Quip in Marysville. But hurry, because just like spring, Spring Drive Savings won't last long.
Candy Quip, Candy Quip, you.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
So many cone flowers to choose from and so little space. Don't worry, there are quite a few compact varieties suited to containers and both small and large gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Include any of these smaller cone flowers in containers, natural or informal plantings, or in any garden where added color and winter interest is desired. Powwow Wild Berry has rosy purple flowers, grows about 2 feet tall, and doesn't need staking. Virgin White Flowered Coneflower grows only 18 to 24 inches tall. The lightly fragrant white flowers appear from late spring through late summer. Sombrero Salsa Red is a hardy red-flowering coneflower. The 24-inch plants are well-branched and covered with red flowers throughout the summer. All three make great cut flowers and help attract butterflies to your garden. Leave the plants intact for winter so the seed heads can add beauty and provide food for the birds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Along I-93 in northern New Hampshire, you'll find a spot that's been attracting families for 3 and 4 generations now. In order to get those families to pull over, the place needed a stopper. What stopped so many cars? It's this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Maureen Clark's roots run deep in northern New Hampshire.
Back in 1928, my grandparents started a roadside stand, a roadside attraction, if you will, featuring Eskimo sled dogs.
It was called Clark's Trading Post. Soon, a new animal attraction was added.
In 1930, my grandfather asked a friend, Al Morris, if he would display his two adult male bears as a stopper. They called it a stopper, anything that would get a car to pull off to the side of the road.
Cars that stopped might buy maple candy or purchase a soda. Maureen's dad and uncle grew up with bears here at the trading post.
They handled bears, starting really with cubs, a triplet litter in 1935, named Toggle, Soggle, and Woggle. And so they got their real first hands-on experience with the bears. My uncle would have been 11, and my father would have been 8 years old.
The two men served in World War II, then returned home to the family's trading post tourist attraction.
Shortly after that, in 1949, my father and my uncle realized that the interest in the sled dogs was waning, and people seemed to be more interested in the North American black bears. So in 1949, they started out with 4 cubs.
The show grew, and today is a well-known stopping point, attracting visitors from across the nation. But training bears takes work, and that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Lincoln, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you find a toad hopping around your yard, put it in your garden. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Toads love dining on a bug buffet, and don't worry, they won't give you warts as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
About 30 species of toads hopping around the United States. They're actually just a specific type of frog. Toads are stout-bodied and warty and can be found in a variety of habitats. Steve Johnson is an associate professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Florida. He says if there's a toad living in your garden, consider yourself lucky.
Toads would be good to have in your garden because they'd be a natural biological control of pests that you might have in your garden. They'll eat beetles. I'm sure they would occasionally take a slug or a snail. They eat the invertebrates that are in the garden that are wanting to munch on your plants.
I've seen some really fat toads in my yard, and that's a good thing. As they balloon in size, they have a greater volume to hold on to water. This allows them to live in a wider range of habitats and tolerate drier environments. Toads live mostly on land, but reproduce in water. The females lay their eggs in long strings attached to vegetation. When the tadpoles become adults, they develop thickened skin and wart-like bumps that help them stay hydrated in drier conditions. Some of those bumps are glands that have secretions to make themselves unappetizing to predators. If you pick up a toad and it pees on you, Johnson promises you will not develop warts.
When you pick up a toad, if the toad feels startled, it may very well void its bladder as an anti-predator defense to try to startle the would-be predator. If it's a person or maybe a dog or a cat or a raccoon, it might drop the toad being startled by this little rush of water. But that's just the toad voiding its bladder of water that it has stored in it, and it will not cause warts at all. That's a myth.
Learn more about toads and how to attract them to your yard at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Little, one of my biggest fears was that an alligator was hiding under my bed. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. As adults, while we don't really worry about the alligators under the bed, we still have fears. And one of the biggest? Not having enough money. But fear doesn't help your finances. In truth, it actually makes things worse because it can prevent you from making important money decisions. What does help is making sure your finances and your faith are connected. So how do you start? First, make a list of what's important to you. Then create a financial strategy that supports your priorities. Make sure your faith is guiding your spending, your saving, and your giving decisions. And seek out some wise counsel from a financial professional. You know, money doesn't have to be the monster under the bed. Once you take a few simple steps with God by your side, you can let go of the fear and realize you do have enough to live a content, confident, and generous life.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
An Oklahoma business defends the rights of animal owners in the United States today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds growers to follow pesticide labels to the letter. Joan Rada Heath is with Bayer.
Throughout the growing season, be sure to read and follow the label, verify all applicators are properly trained, and employ effective integrated pest management programs. These steps help protect pollinators, reduce exposure risk, and help maximize product efficacy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. The states of Oklahoma and Arkansas each passed their version of the Working Animal Protection Act this year, thanks in part to the efforts of a business called the Cavalry Group. Mindy Patterson is president.
The bill just basically is a preemptive piece of legislation that says that local government, our local political subdivisions, city councils, county commissioners, can't outright ban lawful businesses that utilize working animals. So we're talking horse-drawn carriages, rodeo, petting zoos, animal exhibitions at the state fair, county fair.
Patterson says the business of the Cavalry Group is to oppose efforts by animal rights organizations to infringe upon the legal rights of citizens who own and use animals.
In the 11 years that the Cavalry Group has been in business, the animal rights groups have not let up. They've increased their tempo and their speed, and we have to definitely push back, but play smarter, not harder, and sock it to them. Don't hold back. They're wanting to completely destroy farmers and ranchers and animal enterprise in the United States.
Patterson is hoping to get the Working Animal Protection Act passed in other states as well. You can learn more at thecavalrygroup.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Washington County Saddle Club Annual Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, June 11th and 12th, featuring a free barbecue meal Friday with your admission ticket, children's stick horse race ages 8 and under Friday, a chore relay for ages 9 through 18 Saturday, a special performance featuring Roman riding each evening at 6:30. Savannah Chestnut performs live for the rodeo dance Saturday evening at 9. Free admission with your rodeo ticket or $5 dance admission applies. Advanced discount tickets are available at CJ East and West in Marysville, Washington Veterinary and the Animal Health Center in Washington. Tickets also available at the gate for the Washington County Rodeo, June 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. More than three dozen farm groups are appealing to House and Senate leaders not to impose new tax burdens on agriculture to pay for any Biden infrastructure and social spending plans. Their message is simple. Don't change tax policies like stepped-up basis and like-kind exchanges in a way that hinders farmland transfers within families and then to others like minority and beginning farmers. National Cattlemen's Danielle Beck.
Various proposals that are currently being discussed on the table, I think absolutely threaten the viability of family-owned agricultural operations and cattle operations in particular.
Beck's group is among 40 others that are asking congressional leaders for a common sense approach to any tax changes, especially to stepped up basis.
Assets in agriculture are typically held by one owner for several decades, and so resetting the basis on the value of land, equipment, livestock, you name it, on the date of the owner's death under that step up is really important for surviving family members.
And she says for possible new owners.
It may be well-intentioned, but it's an obligation that would discourage the sale of farmland, potentially increasing the cost of that land and restricting the availability of it, creating new barriers to entry for, you know, beginning farmers and ranchers, minority and underserved populations.
The same people, Beck says, the Biden administration is trying to help. Separately, USDA says it will comply with a March court order to reverse a Trump rule that would have ended pork plant line speed limits. The National Pork Producers Council predicted increased packer market power and, quote, irreparable harm to small hog farmers while disputing claims of harm to worker safety. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with a true credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports from AML for 15 per month for 1,000 finance. Limited power to warranty. CD of details.
The River Valley Extension District and K-State Research and Extension will feature wheat plot tours Tuesday and Wednesday, June 1st and 2nd. Meeting at St. Peter and Paul Parish Hall in Clay Center Tuesday at 1 o'clock. At the Lucinda Stunkel Farm Tuesday at 3:30 and Oldie Seed Farm at 5:30. On Wednesday, stops are planned at the Belleville Experimental Field at 1, Peyton Freiberger's near Munden at 4, and Polanski Seed at Belleville at 6. For details, contact the River Valley Extension District office.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report from USDA shows price support for new crop soybeans. Michael Clements has more.
Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence at the United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, says the May report offers a peek at the new crop marketing season.
When we have the May report drop, it's always exciting because you're effectively bridging what's going on still in the old crop and reconciling what the new crop balance sheets are looking like. I think the most important thing here is that if we look at the new crop balance sheets, we only see incremental growth in U.S. carryout of 20 million bushels, which means that we're looking at a very tight supply position. Not just that we're in now and that we've been in for a couple months, but really proceeding all the way through the next season.
Marshall says renewable fuel demand is boosting soybean oil price outlooks.
There's a lot of movement on the soybean oil part of the balance sheet. First, on old crop, we had prices grow up by 10 cents per pound to 55 cents. And then as we look towards the new crop year, we're looking at a record 65 cents a pound. A lot of this, of course, is attributable to a surge in demand that we're seeing from the renewable fuel sector.
USDA also pegged the expected marketing year average price at $13.85 per bushel.
Seeing that price level there is encouraging because USDA is putting out their production expansion expected in both Brazil and Argentina. Brazil looking at a potential record 144 million metric ton crop for the new crop. Argentina having a rebound from all the dryness this year, coming back in at 52. But overall, global inventories will still be pretty tight. U.S. here very tight. Even with that 20 million bushel increase, we're still looking at just the 3% stocks to use ratio, which is supportive for pricing.
Michael Clements reporting.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
The machinery market is in a world of crazy right now. You might be better off upgrading what you already have on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
To buy, new or used, is kind of like an Easter egg hunt. When you see it, grab it before someone else does because there isn't much out there. Call it a perfect storm. Since 2014, when the ag economy tanked, farmers bought used equipment and manufacturers cut back on producing new. Now, farmers want to upgrade or buy new equipment thanks to COVID payments and better commodity prices. They're having a hard time finding what they want, and if they do, they're paying top price for both new and used. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming Magazine. He says everybody's backordered.
All the manufacturers are having a hard time meeting the increased demand that has occurred in the last 6 to 9 months. I thought it was crazy last fall. It's even crazier now. Part of the reason is because supplies of new equipment is limited, and that's because the poor manufacturers are having a hard time getting hold of steel or other metals that they need, as well as the parts that they don't build themselves.
Will prices get better as we go through 2021? If only we had a crystal ball.
It depends on a number of things. The auctioneers I talk to say, yeah, possibly, typically it does in summer, but that all depends. What if China buys more grain? What if manufacturers continue to not be able to get a hold of the steel and iron? What if we have a big drought? These are all things that can influence what's happening with machinery right now.
I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about the mad, mad world of machinery at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. A strong day for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Looking pretty good in all of those categories. July Kansas City wheat is up 28 and a quarter at 641 and a half. September is up 28 and a quarter at 648 and three quarters. July soybeans up 14 and three quarters at 1545 and a quarter. August beans up 17 and a quarter at 1499 and a quarter. July soybean meal is up 280 at 398.40. August up 280 at 399.30. July soy oil is 134 points higher at 67.13. August is up 132. At 63.65, so a good look all across the soybean complex. Corn is doing well. July corn up 30 and three quarters at 687 and a half. September is up 29 at 602 and a quarter. So corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat all looking very good here on Tuesday. The livestock complex showing some issues with cattle. June live cattle down 175 at 114.12. August down 137 at 117.22. Feeder cattle are having trouble. August feeders down 205 at 149.30. September feeders down 152 at 152 even. So we are not doing so well with cattle. Hogs, on the other hand, seem to be doing nicely. June lean hogs up 147 at 118.72. July is up 65 at 120 even. So all the back months are good with hogs. So hogs are the bright spots in the livestock complex, while cattle are having some issues. Cotton is doing well today. July cotton is up 212 points at 84.24. October is up 194 at 85.72. So a positive day for cotton. June gold is down $5 currently at $1,897.50 an ounce. And crude oil is up. July crude is up $1.37 at $67.69 a barrel. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jab and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. And draw one.
Draw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jab and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boy.
chili bean. Boy. Java, and it loves me.
Java.
Coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup. Blow me a slug from that wonderful mug, and I'll cut a rug that's snug in a jug. Drop a nickel in my pot, Joe.
Taking it slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boy.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Full-time legends of country music. From KMDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.